And we are back with Lisa Waters Lane in the studio. She comes each week and just, I just close my mouth and listen to her wisdom of her garden wisdom.
I think we all know better.
Anyone that's tuned in for more than one show, one segment of one show knows I like to talk. Anyway, Lisa comes and just shares her thoughts on gardening. So mm-hmm. Trying to get that woman's perspective. My business partner, my mother of four children, the mother of our children. Whatever. Thanks for the help. I'll now be quiet and listen to your sage advice on gardening.
There we go. I like it. So what made me think of this week's topic is 5 reasons to update your landscape. So what made me think about it is because you've actually been doing quite a bit of work in our yard, actually on the house, putting some new fascia on the backyard and the house.
Pavers.
And I was, we did some pavers and, so much of the time we're updating our kitchens, we're updating our bathrooms, or we update the paint or a lot of different things. And we forget to take a good look at that landscape. And a dated or ugly landscape, it ruins the curb appeal of your house. So I think landscapes need to be updated as much as the inside of the house.
I would agree. Maybe more so, because that juniper row, that dead branch on that big pine tree, that weeds growing up in between the rock lawn.
Right.
Boy, that brings you down so quick.
Definitely. You know what update? What I think ages houses in this area is a railroad timbers.
Oh yeah. Cedar, Pecky Cedar.
Pecky Cedar.
Railroad. Screams of late 80s, early 90s.
You're like, oh, that's an older house. But some of the reasons. So I had 5 reasons. Hopefully we'll get through them. But number one is shrubs don't live forever.
No.
Trees actually don't live forever. And like people, they get a little older and they start sagging a little bit and they need a little touch up, but maybe sometimes they're just done.
Yeah.
They've lived the lifespan, So if they're not blooming anymore, if they're discolored, if there's dead spots, a lot of these older junipers, like you said, you'll find a whole dead branch in there. It's not reaching, the shrubs and trees just aren't reaching their size. They look scraggly. They look
thin and wispy.
Yeah. Definitely time to pull those out, because there's nothing. It just is sad to see. And they're living
like sad plants.
I know. You can try fertilizing them, maybe watering if you haven't taken good care of them. But if you've done everything you could and they're still just, it's time to put some fresh stuff in there and kind of update that. If they've overgrown an area. So this is something I see a lot. People put these cute little shrubs and trees in, and then, 5-6 years down the road, it's like, what's that plant in Little Shop of Horrors? Seymour. Or it's literally taken over front doors, patio walkways. Yeah. Either try to trim it back, but sometimes once they get that big,
they look butchered with
them. You can't get them back to size. So take it out of there. Put something that's actually going to fit what you want. So if it's under a window and you don't want a shrub covering that window, there's lots of shrubs out there that stay in that 3 to 4 foot range. So pick something that is going to work better in your landscape.
For $40, you can dig that, put a brand new one in, and you're set for another 5, 6, 7 years of enjoyment and without all the heartache and mange in your yard.
That's what, what I think. I mean, Photinia, I love red-tipped Photinias. They can be a really pretty plant, and it's used here extensively. But it can be a really ugly plant too, because they just get overgrown, they get yellowed. So, got to look at those things. So a lot of times we move into homes that already have existing landscapes, and it may just not be what you think of as a pretty landscape. So there's nothing stopping you from going and refurbishing that landscape. Make it yours. If you moved into a home that has like a real xeriscape landscape, yuccas, things like that, and you're like, man, I just don't like those. You can rip those out and put other things
in. Or add two. You don't have to rip out. You can add two.
Or you could rip it out.
put your thumbprint on it. You don't have to have someone else's personality right. in your yard. You can make it yours.
Whether you want xeriscape, whether you want low maintenance, or you want that English garden look, you can certainly make it yours. And we live in what's such a wonderful area that you can do those kind of landscapes. It's very diverse. So you make it yours, definitely. Number four is curb appeal. And by that, I mean, drive through your neighborhood, drive by your house. Yeah. What does your house need? Is it lacking something? Maybe it looks fine. I don't know. Start
with the mailbox and go down the driveway and the entry.
Right. So you definitely want to keep your front beds, your clean and neat. Mulch on there or shredded cedar bark looks nice. Get rid of the weeds. Yeah. So many times we let those weeds crop up, and I know people get busy and it's hard to get out there in that yard, but boy, if you use your weed and grass preventer or get rid of those weeds when they're young and just starting to grow, it makes the house look so much neater and tidier when those weeds just start coming up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely get rid of
weeds.
We can
help you with weeds. That's easy. But there's a little learning curve. Mm-hmm. Or just ask the right question. How do I kill weeds? We'll help you with that. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. I mean, we have a pretty good size piece of property. It's not huge, but we hardly ever pick a weed out of there.
I don't like weeding.
If you keep up on it, you can save yourself a lot of work, and it just looks so much better. You can create new plant beds. So maybe you are in a house that's just very sterile out front, doing some raised planters or putting perennial beds in, and we can help you design those and create those and just give you a really better homey look.
Just a pretty pot.
Well, that's my next skill. Yeah. Bring in some containers. Yeah. Container gardening and planting is so easy. Yeah. And talk about bringing color in. I mean, we've got reds and greens and blues or turquoise and just some really nice colors. So bringing in that by your front door or at the end of by a mailbox or a driveway really can freshen up a house. Now he's not going to talk.
No, that's great. You're on a roll. I'm waiting for number five.
The other one is maybe you want to put a specimen tree in.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
So if you have a pretty blank yard, bringing in a tree that is unique or unusual, that's of size, and putting it in the front and then doing some beds and potting around it really can make a huge difference.
Accent.
Yeah. So, we have some really cool like serpentine Atlas cedars that would be really nice. We have some creeping deodar cedars. We've got some weeping
Arizona cypress.
I saw those.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
And so just something that's unusual.
I think there's even a weeping redwood out there. So there's some really fun, interesting, different things. But it could be as simple as a rose tree.
Oh, yeah.
Or just a bigger specimen, redbud.
Crab apple.
That's neat.
Something that really catches you. A lot of the crab apples are almost out of time. Because crab apples give you like two or three seasons worth of colors. So it's something to always look at out there in the yard. And then my last reason is just because you want to.
Oh, there you go. I like that reason. I'm in America. I want 40 cents to upsize it. Supersize.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to get out there and make some changes in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that's great advice. So give us a real quick countdown. One, two, three, four, five.
Boom. Oh my gosh. They just need replacing. They look old, ugly. Two, they've overgrown the area. Three, you just want to make it yours. Four, you need to bump up your curb appeal, make it look prettier. And then five is just because you want to.
Yeah, that's good. I think we don't remodel our exterior. I tell folks, change 10% of your plants in your yard every year. Mm-hmm. That way, every 10 years, you've always got freshness coming on somewhere in the yard. Mm-hmm. So your plants don't age and they get that saggy, old, overgrown, woody look. This is especially important for Russian sage, roses, autumn sage. These are all things that they have a definite lifespan. And that's about 7, 8, 10 years at most. All right, Ken and Lisa Lane, the Mountain Gardeners, will be back.